tuned in to Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We live in a world that talks a lot about technology, but very little about the people behind it, the ones solving real problems, building real systems for real businesses in real African context. And so tonight, I am talking to one such human being. Anna Waliwali, the founder of Code Explorer, a software development company that designs and builds digital solutions for businesses that want to work smarter, to scale better, and actually make use of technology, not just talk about it. What I find fascinating about Annie's journey is that she didn't come into tech to be trendy. She came into it to be useful, to translate ideas into systems, to turn complexity into clarity, to help entrepreneurs and organizations move from, we should build something, to, hey, this actually works. So this is not a conversation about buzzwords. It's a conversation about building, about what it really takes to create in the digital economy, about being a woman founder in a technical space, and about designing solutions that make sense for where we are, not just where Silicon Valley thinks we should be. Annie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's explore. See what I did there?
Yeah.
All right, before we get into Code Explorer, before we get into you as a tech girl or girly in tech, tell us about young you. Tell us about what led you or the journey that led you to starting this business and everything behind the scenes before we got to this moment.
Thank you so much for having me again. Again, my name is Annie Waliwali. I'm a software developer and entrepreneur. I also a founder of Code Explorer. I started this 2019. Mm-hmm. And when I was back in college, what led me to move towards this direction was the passion, like, okay, the idea of solving problems, you know, the idea of bringing ideas to life and using code in a code space and programming. It's like you can literally solve any problem. You can literally bring a certain idea to life. It's just fascinating on my end. And it's something that gives me like papers, you know? Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. What is the problem that made you actually start this company? And I believe you're a co-founder. So I'm curious about what is the thing that you were seeing that didn't sit well with you? And instead of complaining about it or passing it to, oh, the government will fix it or private sector should do it, you thought, actually, you know what? This is what I need to do. What was that problem?
It was one day I sat down, look around, especially the tech space here in Malawi, back when I was in college. I saw that a lot of solutions, especially in businesses, organizations, it's like we outsource, technologies, either softwares. We're usually using, either programmers from outside India, Kenya, or using mobile apps or software systems from outside. So there is a gap in our tech space here in Malawi. Mm. And you see that most of the solutions that we have, like things come here a little bit late. Like we evolve a little bit slower than how other countries, let's say US or China, are, like, they're far ahead of us, and we're moving like a little bit slow. And also I saw that here in Malawi or Africa per se, we don't give too much importance or value to tech here. It's like, again, everything we're outsourcing, we're looking at the other side what they're building, using their systems and all that worth in our space. We have different, you know, we navigate things a little bit different than our friends outside. So, yes, I was like, you know,
That's so interesting. You used a very interesting word as well, evolved. And you started the company in 2019. And when I do my math, assuming that my math is correct, that is almost 7 years if you haven't already passed the 7 year mark, meaning you crossed the 5 year point of entrepreneurship. And we all know how many businesses fall off in the first year, in the second year. And if you cross over to the fifth year and beyond, you are one of the resilient and really fortunate ones. And so given that you are into year seven, how have you seen the company's mission evolve from 2019 to where we are now in 2026?
Honestly, when I look back each year, I am amazed, astonished how much we've grown.
Yeah.
Like, okay, how much where we're coming from. It's been challenging and it's been interesting. Yes, starting from just building websites, and we look at ourselves now, systems, mobile apps, and not only here in Malawi, solutions not only from Malawi, but partnering with other people outside the country, Kenya, South Africa, all that, trusting their businesses with us. It's been incredible.
Yeah.
You can say that.
And talk to us about how you started. Because when somebody hears software development, they can be a bit intimidated because tech is really intimidating if you're not into it. So how did you start? Did you bootstrap? Did you get any funding? Were you actually in corporate before you went into entrepreneurship? Talk to us about that journey of starting the business.
No, those actually starting critics were not like those funding or anything. It was just me, my laptop in my room, trying to gadget ideas to say, okay, what can I do? What solutions can I come up with? And how can I help our space, our country? Yeah, something like that. And critics was really born like during a very difficult period in my life. I was dealing with a lot, mentally, emotionally, and coding became more than just a skill. It became like my anchor. So it's like when you code, you're solving problems step by step. So you take something that's imaginary, that's broken, and giving it structure, logic, and life. And that process, the whole process, it gave me papers when I needed it the most. So it was a moment that I realized that if coding could help me, rebuild me, of course, I've been always fascinated with computers, tech, programming, coding, but if it helped me, rebuild me, it could also help me rebuild businesses and ideas. So what started as a personal healing turned into a mission.
Yeah.
Using technology to create solutions to empower others and bring ideas to life. So since 2019, the mission, of course, again, has evolved into building meaningful, scalable digital solutions rooted in Africa realities, what's happening on the ground, what people need. Yeah.
Oh, Annie, that is so good. So good. And I'm so glad that you found a way out of your pit, because for a lot of people, they die there, right? And by die, I don't even mean a physical death. Like, a lot of dreams die in the dungeon when people are down and out. So I'm so happy to hear that you found a rescue, and you didn't just find a rescue, but you're using it now to empower businesses and to empower people. That is such a beautiful story. Now, I'm always curious whenever I talk to service providers, I'm always curious about the story, the transformation story or a testimonial that still brings tears to your eyes, because your story just really is a tearjerker for me. I was just like, oh my goodness, that is so beautiful. But I'm curious about a transformation that you took a client through, perhaps a business that came in and everything was a mess, and through your work and what you provide, their story is different now. Can you tell us such story?
Yes, my turning point, I would talk about my first client, the first business that entrusted me. It was an e-commerce website. A client from here in Malawi, but they're based in South Africa, they were looking for an e-commerce platform to build for their business. So this was like then, like a big client, you know, like a first big project. Mm-hmm. And it felt like really like, okay, a step forward. It was a little bit challenging, you know, as a startup, mm-hmm. you're just starting. Yeah. So, but it was really interesting. I love challenges, taking on that. Okay, let me do this. Mm-hmm. And being able to come up, develop the website, and being able to function the way the client wanted. And at the end of the week, at the end of 2 weeks, I was able to deploy it, launch it. And then in like 3 weeks, I got feedback from the client. You were like, oh, people have started coming through, receiving like pools of requests of my products and all that. So yes, and so it was really exciting and it was really interesting and delivering that website successfully gave me the confidence, not just like in my technical ability, that in my vision as a founder, it made me realize that what I was building could genuinely support businesses and create that impact. Mm. So it was really, really interesting. I have a couple of projects that I've done that I'm always excited about, but that very, very first one when I started Code Explorer, that was really made me open my eyes even more. Again, it made me build back confidence in my technical skills. Mm. Yeah.
And tell us about a project that really made you question your competency and your confidence and made you doubt your confidence in your competency. Is there a project where you're just like, I don't know if I'll be able to do this, and you surprised yourself at the end of it that you actually pulled it off?
Yes. There is one project. I think that was last year. A certain company or an energy organization had approached me about having an e-commerce mobile app to be selling their products and all that. So, with the timelines, you know how clients are, okay, they need the things now, today. but realistically, with coding, there is a lot that goes in there, and you can't just do that just in a day, you know? So, yeah, an e-commerce mobile app. And I was really like, oh my God, am I going to be able to do this? No, like, I have no idea how to do it. No, because I've done it before. Mm-hmm. But also the nature of the work, like what the client were looking for. I need this, I need this, I have the school. So I really wasn't sure that I'm going to do it. But in like 2 weeks, if it's not 3 weeks, I was able to come up with a mobile app, the whole dashboards. payment gateways integrated into the app and orders everything that the client wanted. Yeah, and I couldn't stop talking about that project to my team.
And what about it made you feel a little bit insecure about your abilities? Were you learning something new as you were doing it? Had you never done it before? What about developing that app made you feel the way that you did?
I think mostly it was about the timeline.
Okay.
And also one side of it, it was about payment gateway systems. Because I've done it before, but how the client wanted, it was like, oh my God, here in Malawi, how are we supposed to do that? How am I going to do that? How am I going to figure out a way to actually make this work, you know? So yeah, that was a little bit challenging, but I find a way through it and everything was just fine.
Well done. Yeah. Well done. And you know, as you were speaking, I wanted to ask you a question about what makes you unique from your competitors. And the competitors I'm thinking about really are from America, right? We know all these apps and all these platforms that allow for e-commerce. But one thing I know, having run my business via an e-commerce platform as well, is that the payments gateway that you just spoke about becomes a problem, because we don't have Stripe. We don't have our PayPal also needs to be integrated, especially here in SA. If you do want to use PayPal, you have to integrate it with FNB. No other bank does it. And so it becomes very complex when you are in Africa to find a solution that really allows for our currencies, our kwachas, our rands and all of that. And so that is the first thing that came to my mind about why you are uniquely positioned in Africa to be running such a software development company, because of the complexities that we find, especially when it comes to exchanging your service for the revenue. But I'm curious about what other things make you stand out when you pitch to clients, or when clients ask you the question, why should I not go with this particular company? Why should I invest with you or resort to using you as a service provider? What do you say are some of those unique selling propositions that Code Explorer brings to the market?
What makes us stand out? That's a very good question. For us, it's about one, delivering timeline. Like, okay, we can deliver like quicker. I can say than the usual, because I remember most of the projects, let's say a website within a week, or mobile apps in 2 weeks, max three, we can be able to come up with something, and not only delivering. So how we work, it's like we reflect more as Code Explorer itself, reflect, explore ideas, explore the problem, sit down and find a way, a best way, how we can turn the code into something meaningful, into something that not only just building an app or building a website or a service, but something that should make your work efficient, something that should make your life easier, something that should be easier to use, you know, something that's secure, because there is a lot of cyber threats going on around here. Yes, and also the integrity behind the brand itself. We're not just okay, doing business, delivering projects, but the integrity behind it, how we work, you know, and the values that we stand on. It's really important to us. So it's more than just a company. It's more than just a business.
And, you know, I'm tempted to ask about some challenges that you experience as an entrepreneur, because as you're talking now, it sounds like, oh, it's been great. It's been amazing. No challenges whatsoever. No glitches. But one thing I do know is that there is no entrepreneurship journey that is linear. none that does not have challenges. And I'm going to ask you a different question, though. I'm not going to ask you generally as a business owner what challenges you've faced and have had to overcome. Mm-hmm. I've never had a software developer or somebody who runs a business in software, in system development and website building and app building on the show. And so I'm going to use this moment or this opportunity to ask particularly about the challenges that someone in your industry, especially an entrepreneur in your industry, encounters. Firstly, for those who do have the skill of coding or who do have a degree relevant in your industry and has been struggling to find work and is thinking, should I go into entrepreneurship? Should I explore this website building thing or designing and creating these apps? Or maybe somebody who has a different skill and has been wondering how they can upskill themselves or pivot their career into coding. What do you have to say about the intricacies and the challenges of particularly running a software development business?
Thank you. It's not going to be hard. It's not going to, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
It's not a threat, but it's not going to be easy, especially in African context, in Malawi, being a developer and worse, being a woman, you know, a lady in this space. But one thing you have to hold on, I feel like, is to believe in yourself, know what you're doing. Try to, you know, think, explore your mind. Try to, they say the sky is the limit here, so try to think as much as you can and try to use every opportunity to say whatever is happening in your community, in your area or whatever, how can we solve that? Luke, don't just wait for opportunities to come to you to say, okay, maybe someone should come with, oh, I need this, or funding or a job, or, oh, can you do this? No, but try to just sit down, look around, and what's happening on the ground as a country or in Africa, and what can you do? What can you make? What can you develop? Something innovative, something that solves a problem. Yeah, and that will be your way out. And yeah, it's not going to be easy. Again, sometimes you meet a lot of underestimation, and also sometimes people won't give, again, too much value into this tech, especially here in Africa, Malawi per se. But again, it's those moments, you know, that makes even told you a lot of things, like to be firm, to trust in your expertise, and motivate you. So, yes, don't give up. Keep moving forward. Keep showing up. Keep trying. And, yeah, again, I think one of the biggest challenge here in Africa, here in Malawi, we're always opting for solutions from other outside countries, US, China, Kenya. It's okay, it's all right, but I feel like not only overlooking that, but try to think of, okay, what can we do? Something that tailor to what we need as Africans, and being able to come up with something, developing something like that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Can you speak to some business models that somebody who's interested in being in your field can think through? Are there products that they can sell, services that they need to structure, packages? How have you navigated your service offering, and what business models are available to people who really want to be profitable and successful in software development?
Software development, some of the business models, you may like the services, like, basic website, you have like, e-commerce websites and mobile apps, and Ikumu's mobile apps, and we have custom systems. Custom systems. Mm. Yeah, basically, I feel like software development is just huge. It's a lot. Yeah, it's inside it. There is a lot you can do. Yeah, I think those three are the most, are the main, like the systems, the mobile apps,
yeah,
the website,
yeah,
graphic designs. You have digital marketing also, mm-hmm, a little bit. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay. That's something to work with. And I guess people can do some digging and some research on what each of those entail if they are interested. Now I'm very curious as well. Does the name Code Explorer reflects a particular philosophy about how your team approaches software engineering and exploration in the digital space?
Yes, very much.
Oh, okay.
Very much. The name Code Explorer, I chose it to represent us as a brand, as me. So it represents like who I am and how I approach technology.
Mm-hmm.
An explorer doesn't just follow a map, you know. Mm-hmm. They observe, they question, they discover. In the same way, I approach code as something to explore. Every problem is different. Every solution requires like curiosity. And Code Explorer reflects that mindset, exploring ideas, exploring problems, and exploring the best way to turn code into something meaningful, to turn code into solutions that actually solve problems. Not just problems, but problems that are actually on the ground. Yeah.
Oh, love that.
Thank you.
Love that. So we often hear about failing fast. Can you share a specific project or mistake that felt like a setback at the time, but actually provided a crucial lesson for the company's growth?
Yes. I can think of one major mistake.
Okay.
Mistake. So one of the biggest lessons came from entering a partnership with a certain company. I won't mention that company yet.
Okay.
But at the time, it felt like a step forward, you know. But later it became clear that that partnership was misaligned and a little bit unhealthy. Because I looked at it like someone actually got interested. They said, I think I love what you're doing. I like what you're doing out there. The impact that's there behind, I want to get behind this as business partner. But at the end of the day, I realized that entirely another thing was happening at the back end, that I wasn't aware of. Like they were doing other things behind that I wasn't aware of, and something that it's not part of my values. It's not something that I stand on, you know. So it was a little bit professionally challenging. However, the experience taught me the importance of clarity and, most importantly, protecting my work and vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after that, it was really challenging. It was tough. I had to go through months to get all things in order, because there is a certain way how I want to run the company. Again, I stand on specific values and integrity, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the experience taught me like the importance of protecting my work and vision, put us off boundaries and put us off clarity. But it shaped me like my leadership style and strengthened my commitment to ethical and transparent business practices.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was one decision that it was really a mistake, but
yeah,
it was also a crucial risk I made.
I'm glad you've learned from it. AI. I need us to talk about AI. I remember seeing a video perhaps at the end of last year on YouTube, and this lady was saying, hey guys, here's this AI tool that you can use, and you will have an app developed for you in a matter of minutes. Talk to me about the threats that AI is posing to your company and your industry. But also talk to me about how it's actually proving to be an asset and a tool, how you're integrating these AI technologies into your custom developments or your business process automation.
Yes, today and nowadays, like, AI is like everywhere. Of course, it's helping. It's helping a lot when you use it in the right way. But also there are challenges behind it. We integrate AI into automation in practical ways, and automating like processes the company workflows, repetitive, you know, processes, improving system efficiency, helping businesses make use of their data. Yeah, and we focus on tools that generally save time and improve productivity rather than using AI like just as AI, just throwing it anyhow, like in any system, in any product that we use, in any website or just an app. No, but we take a look at, okay, solutions that we're building, and either how can we develop our own automation? How can we utilize the AI side of it to save time and, most importantly, improve productivity?
Yeah.
So because for us, technology should support people, not overwhelm them.
Mm.
No. So, yeah.
Yeah, 7 years in, I'm pretty sure you're not doing this work alone. You've got a team behind you. And I'd love for you to talk to us about how, as a leader in the Malawian tech ecosystem, you are able to identify and nurture the specialized software development talent that is needed to maintain high global standards.
Thank you. I think I focus as CodeXplorer as a whole, the whole team, even myself. We focus more on discipline, curiosity, again, willingness to learn, because we're always learning, yes. And in the space of technology, we need to move, we need to evolve, you know. Last year you have a new technology that came out, or a programming language, and this year also they've introduced another programming language, so you have to keep up with that. So one of the things that we stand on, that we focus on, is willingness to learn, discipline, curiosity. Yeah, so technical skills can be taught.
But they can only be taught and effected well with somebody who's willing to learn. Oh, are you there, Annie? Sorry, we lost you for a bit.
Sorry?
We had lost you there for a bit, but you're back now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
So, yes, I was saying, as a brand, we focus more on willingness to learn, because we're in a tech space and we need to keep up with technologies that are coming up and all that, and discipline and curiosity. Because, like I said, technical skills can be taught, but the mindset is critical. So we nurture the talent through like mentorship, hands-on projects and exposure to the real world problems. So I believe, and also I believe Malawian developers were capable of meeting global standards when given the right guidance and environment. And I feel like we're getting there. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I love that. And you mentioned that being a female tech entrepreneur is quite a challenging feat there in your part. And I know that it's the case, not just in Africa, but globally. And I think more so in Africa. What have been maybe some significant challenges that you can share with us? And how have those experiences and those challenges shaped your leadership style today?
One main challenge, I think, being a woman in tech and what I've gone through is underestimate, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, people look at you, and your age, mm-hmm. and your physique, and you're a woman, you're walking into a boardroom, people thrice your age and all that. You're saying, oh, you're a software developer, you're a programmer, you did this, you do that. It's like just looking at you, yeah, underestimation is there. Yeah, and especially also, again, in the technical leadership, there are moments when your knowledge is questioned before the work is seen. So those experiences taught me to lead with confidence, more confidence, set firm boundaries, and also most importantly, it's taught me to trust my expertise. Yeah, that okay, I know what I'm capable of doing, I know what I do, and I trust my expertise. So they also motivate me to mentor other women and show them that they belong in the tech space.
What do you want your ultimate contribution to the African software development industry to be?
I want to contribute to an Africa where we don't just consume technology, because I see a lot of that here in Africa, but build it. We shouldn't just consume technology, but build it, you know. I want CodeXplorer to stand as a proof that African developers can create world-class solutions grounded in local realities and local problems that are happening on the ground. And personally, I want my journey to show that even during those difficult seasons, it's possible to build something meaningful that outlives the struggle that's happening around us.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely love that. So I'm going to ask maybe two or three more questions, but I'm going to do this fire round, right? Like where, of course, you have to think because you need to give a good answer, but it's really just a fun segment that we're going to do. So pretend you are on Shark Tank. It's Shark Tank, right? Where people come to pitch. Yes. Pretend you're on Shark Tank and you are pitching CodeXplorer to me. You are looking for funds. You can tell me how much you want, but you don't have time to prepare now, but come into the tank, pitch your business, pitch yourself for funding. So in your pitch, let me know who your ideal client is, how you serve them, how you make revenue, and why you believe that your company will still be around in the next 5 years or in the next decade. You have 3 minutes to give me your pitch, and then we will wrap up this conversation.
Okay, thank you. Okay, 3 minutes to pitch my business.
Yes, basically sell CodeXplorer to everybody that's listening.
All right, thank you. So CodeXplorer Basically, it's a Malawian software development company that helps businesses turn ideas and operational problems into working digital solutions. So we build custom websites, mobile apps, and business systems designed around how clients actually work. So instead of forcing businesses to adapt like the generic software, we design technologies that fit their processes, save time, and support growth. So at Code Explorer, we don't just write code. We explore problems and build solutions to make technology practical, affordable, and most importantly, impactful. So what we're looking for, let's say the amount, $10,000 to help us launch our solutions, some of our solutions that we've designed, that we've developed out there. Not just solutions again. Solutions to problems that tailor to what Africans face. Yeah, something like that.
Give me an example of a solution that you would use this $10,000 on, and what do you expect that the return of the investment will be?
One solution, it's an AgriSmart. It's one of the products that we have, an AgriSmart mobile apps. It's a farm management system whereby it will help and digitize the whole process of agriculture. You have an e-commerce platform for agriculture products there, and you're able to manage whatever is going on in your field to help reduce time. You're able to get alerts, know this, okay, this time it's for, let's say, an example, planting or fertilizer application or harvesting. And it's like a platform to be able to link up with all the farmers and the buyers in one place. So with this solution, of course, its prototype is there and it's been developed and all that. We've partnered with TechPost from South Africa on this. It's gonna return money. You can say around about $100,000. So it's something that when you look at the ecosystem here in Africa, one of the major parts, how we, one of the most important areas, it's agriculture. So yes, there is need for that, and using tech to try to improve the agriculture sector, I feel like it's something that's really important, something that's really needed, and we don't have that kind of system that does what it does now here in Africa.
Love it. Let me tell you, having interviewed a number of tech bros, especially in agriculture, over the past year on the show, I can tell you for a fact that this is such a necessary app. It is such a necessary app in our context in Africa, because the trend of our produce not only feeding our continent but being exported and demanded overseas is so big, but also because things are evolving, right? And the best way that we can get to our crops on time and the best way and get a better harvest than before is right now. It is so ripe. So I really hope that you will be able to launch and commercialize this app, because it is so important. Annie, you are brilliant. I'm so glad that you are the solution in this climate, in this continent, in this environment, being a woman, being a tech girly, doing the work that you do in our challenging African context is no small thing. It's not a thing to laugh at. And so thank you for repping us so well. Thank you for paving the way and showing us what is possible. And I know that those who this was for have heard it, and it will do something in their lives. So I really hope and pray that God expands your territory and that the things you set your sights on, He may grant to you in accordance to His will. Thank you so much for coming through. I think we've lost you there. I hope not, because I did want you to give your details for people who want to use your services. Okay, your sound is not coming through. But to anyone who would like to reach out to Annie Waliwali, that is AnnieWaliwali. The company name is Code, as in how you would spell code, but the Explorer does not have an E in the beginning. So it is Code Explorer. The E between Code and Explorer is shared. So it is CODE, capital XPLORER. Please reach out to her, support the business, get your app going, get your website going, get your systems going. I know from this conversation that this is something that you can trust in the capable hands, or that process is something you can trust in the capable hands of Annie Waliwali. And with that, I am Nompumelelo Mbonane. I'm no tech girly. Okay, maybe I am because I've done a lot. Okay, whatever. I'm Nompumelelo Mbonane, and I hope you have just made sense of your business. Fresh mercies tomorrow. Ciao for now.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.